7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. But when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to ruin people's life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think, then things go another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Richest countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, they're so called this. I'm so blessed.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. For the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of, to, and for the Rastafari community, truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, kingdom of God, queendom of kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to the waters of noon, the way to shalom, the way to salam, the way to peace, through tranquility, through peace, no boundaries, no barriers, waters of noon, our original immaculate birth, original immaculate conception, before we were formed in the womb of our mothers. Verse 7, we're preaching to the babies and the children, wanting to prepare them to be the leaders that will take on government, meaning take the government, take the institutions, take the system on their shoulders and be what the Most High has called them to be, which is truth, justice, and righteousness of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Babies and youth, you are the leaders and the kings and the queens. The government, Miss Ra, feminine noun. This is now the sacred and divine feminine as government being used correctly, being used righteously. You, whether male or female, acting on this sacred, divine, masculine characteristic attribute, using that characteristic attribute righteously, the government and the peace shall be no end. That means eternity. No end, no time, no space. We're talking about the concepts of time, energy, and space, and how truth, justice, and righteousness has no barriers and no boundaries, no beginning and no ending. This is African teaching for the human family. No end upon the throne of David and his kingdom to order. Now, kingdom. Kingdom. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Proverbs 8:44-67. Memlacha. Memlacha.
4467, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Mamlacha. And you just see, the last syllable is Ka. Spirit in Kemet, Kamite, Egypt, okay, Mamlaka, but this word is rendered kingdom in the English, which makes you think of a king, not a queen, but the word in the African Hebrew is feminine. The kingdom is feminine. Government is feminine. Kingdom is feminine, defined as kingdom, dominion, reign, sovereignty, dominion, realm. And so we're talking about, once again, studying. Now the word kingdom is rooted in another word, malach. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's 8:44-27. Malach. Malach.
Which means to be or become king or queen. So the king or the queen is malach. They become a king or queen. That verb is malach. Okay? And then they use the kingdom and the government, which is feminine, but use kingdom and government properly. Commensurate with the universe. Commensurate with living and existing and being. To do what? To bring order. The word order is kun. 3559 Hebrew side. To bring, to be firm, stable, established. To be directed aright. To be steady. To prepare. To arrange. To settle. To establish. To direct toward in a moral sense. To arrange and order. We're talking about Atum. This African teaching is the root of all teaching. For the duration, we're going to be going in and out of these concepts from Kemet, from Kamite, from Egypt, from Nubia, from Twa, who laid the foundation, teaching us of the correct usage of the sacred divine masculine and feminine, the Atum, which is the atom, which is descriptive of protons, neutrons, and electrons. See, they broke the atom into protons, neutrons, and electrons. The proton and the neutron is within the nuclei, the center of that construct. And then the electron is on the outside. And the electron, to me, mirrors the feminine. And the feminine gives the characteristic mitochondria DNA. The nuclei is the Y chromosome. Y chromosome looks to me like the proton. And then the neutron looks to me like that new and budding life that is forming in the nuclei. Because of the Y chromosome pressing on the neutron, new life. And the electron feminine. That's why when the woman is pregnant, make sure that her surroundings are peaceful and tranquil, because her spirit disposition has a great effect on the neutron, the new life being formed, overriding, in this sense, the Y chromosome the proton. And so this is how the protons, neutrons, and electrons, the atoms, the order. There's order in the atom. And so we are made of atoms. We are made of protons, neutrons, electrons. We are made of sacred divine feminine, sacred divine masculine. And with this power, we are enabled to bring order to this turbulent and chaotic world. And so the kingdom feminine, the order, we're bringing order to establish with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. We're back to the concept of Ha and Hahet, that which is infinite and that which is finite. We want to bring an end to a system of death, hell, destruction, and bring the system that will be commensurate with that divine order that is eternal. It says the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And the word zeal is henna. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H7068. Kenna.
This word is feminine, sisters and brothers. It means ardor, meaning that fiery love and passion, zeal, jealousy, a jealous disposition of a husband. Like when the woman is jealous of the husband for disrespecting the relationship, going outside of the relationship, okay? So that zeal, that jealousy, that passion, that ardor, that fiery passion, even sexual passion. But then it says ardor of zeal for religious zeal. Men of God, and we say women of God. Men of the house of God, and we say women of the house of goddess. Men of the house of goddess. God for his people. We say God, goddess for the masses of the people. Poor working class masses who have been destroyed. So the Most High acting in ardor, acting on that feminine characteristic of zeal. To do what? To destroy our adversaries, destroy the adversaries of peace, the adversaries of justice, the Satan. Satan is the adversary. The word Satan means adversary, the opposer and the accuser. And this is a terrible attribute, characteristic, that is found in the human being. When Peter, the rock, Petah, when Peter in the New Testament began to go against the wishes of Yahushua, the plan of Yahushua, Jesus, Yahushua said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Talking to Peter. What was Yahushua saying? Yahushua was saying that we came in as Lucifer, which was righteous, light, knowledge, and wisdom, but then was found in us that low attribute characteristic of Satan, the opposer of our own self as the light and glory of the Most High. So the adversary of the light, the Satan that opposes the Lucifer, and Lucifer is the light. That Satan that is the opposer of light. That Satan within each and every one of us that comes in on our low desires and passions. That influences us to go into government and create death, hell, and destruction. You know, I want to go to some current events and current affairs. Let me see. That speech that Dick Gregory gave, July 13th, Mosque number 7, in the city of Harlem, state of New York. He was talking about certain things that are causing us to act in a way that we shouldn't. We must arrest the Satan that is within all of us and bring forth that original light that is called Lucifer. And Lucifer has been given a bad name, but it's Satan that is the opposer of the light that is Lucifer, that is the child of the Most High in righteous standing. So we have to oppose that Satan that is causing us to deviate from the light. He was talking about, this is Dick Gregory, the riots of the 90s when OJ was acquitted, and how the riots, Rodney King, excuse me, when Rodney King was beat down like that, and the sisters and brothers went into the streets full of anger, riot, and this was manipulated by the wicked forces. And see, poor working class people being manipulated on all levels, the beating of Rodney King, and it looked like a pre-planning of something. So according to Dick Gregory in another tape, Rodney King was supposed to have been in jail. So something was being manipulated here, but there was a beating that took place, says Rodney King. But then in the hotel or the apartment, there was an intelligence person from a foreign nation, intelligence person who happened to be in proximity, that took pictures, moving pictures, I believe, of the beating. It gets out all over. The riots occur. And then 18,000 arrests took place. Police arrested 18,000 men and women. But when you check the records, 10,000 of those arrests are unaccounted for. Dick Gregory put forth the idea that what has happened is the black market for organs. There is an industry where people disappear and the organs are used, the harvesting of organs to give to other people in the system who the system deem important. Think of that. Police who come from the poor working class community, allowing themselves to be used in such a manner, beat a man, and then cause a riot, and then 10,000 of those men and women unaccounted for, working in league with this harvesting of organs. What is causing us? This Satan within ourselves that we must relinquish, cause to relinquish the hold on us, causing our atoms, protons and neutrons and electrons to deviate from the will of the Almighty, which is being and existing. He further talked about the police and how the lead, recall lead poisoning in homes, and how the code, the building codes had to be altered so that homes were no longer built using lead in such a way that would cause poisoning in the human being and cause what? Cause disruption of atoms, disruption of protons, neutrons, electrons, cause our spirit disposition to deviate from the will of the universe and the Almighty, causing us to act in deviant behaviors destructive to ourselves and destructive to the human family. So he talked about how the police are not only killing human beings in the streets, but police are going crazy and committing suicide by such astronomical numbers, but no one is talking about it. He said maybe it's this lead poisoning coming from the bullets, which are made of lead. You go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years with this lead bullets around your waist, and science tells us that the atoms coming from the lead entering into the bloodstream, the skin, the cells of the human being, causing a disruption of the atoms within the human being, causing our protons, neutrons, and electrons to go off the intended original nature of the Almighty, causing us to deviate from being and existing, going off killing human beings, going off and killing ourselves. We must study these things. The babies and the youth must study this science. Dick Gregory further talked about violence in the cities and the ghettos, and said that, I believe it was an Englishman, go listen to the speech, he quoted this Englishman who did a study on pollution, and in this study on pollution, those cities and ghettos with the greatest amount of pollution are most wrought with violence. So is this an accident? Is this purposeful? Is it an accident that those institutions, or I should say those companies that create the most pollution, are put in the ghettos and the barrios, those communities that are made up from poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, but mainly poor working class, black, and brown? Is that an accident? I don't think so. We have to go into this science, sisters and brothers. He began, Dick Gregory, to deal with behaviors within the black community. See, when you're dealing with behaviors, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, teaching us through the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, teaching us that behavioral science is the study, once again, of atoms, the study of energy, the study of spirit. Spirit is energy. Energy is spirit. I'm reminded of the African atheist who is not an atheist as you and I have been taught, but is an atheist in the sense that he does not like the echelon of power, the spirit energy that is given over to wickedness, but is a student of energy and spirit, and wants us to go back to the righteous spirit, soul, energy, and power, and force. And so this brother, I forget his name, but he's called the original black atheist, talks about how we are in the study of spirit and energy in the universe, and spirit disposition, and energy disposition. And when you research spirit in the African Hebrew language and the European Greek, you are into psychology. The mind and the soul and the spirit are connected, and spirit is energy, and our energy spirit disposition being controlled by extenuating circumstances having an effect on our emotions. Why is that person behaving in that way? Is it from mother and father? Is it a behavior that we have inherited from our parents? Or is there some circumstance going on right now that is affecting our emotions? And then our emotions overriding our will, that is to be connected to the universe and the Almighty being and existing? And are these extenuating circumstances pressing on our emotions and overriding our cognition, which is thinking, remembering, and reasoning? So we are in the study, according to Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, we are in the study of atoms, because we are constructed from atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. We are in the study of energy, spirit energy, and disposition. We are in the study of behaviors. And that which causes us to act in this way or that way. So Dick Gregory was talking about how black people, mainly from North America and the Caribbean, play the dozens. This is so interesting. He told us the root of that practice, playing the dozens, talking about a human being, talking about their father, but mainly talking about their mother. Your mama's so fat, or your mama's so ugly, or your mama's so black, or your mama's so this, or your daddy's so that, and your mama, all of that. Playing the dozens. Where did it come from? What is causing us to act in this way? What extenuating circumstance? Slavery. Slavery is where we received this practice of the dozens. But how did slavery do this? The slave master would force a son to go into his own mother, because at this time, no more thieving black bodies from Africa. So the slave master in North America and the Caribbean wanted to produce more slaves. So he said, you know what? We'll take the son of a mother, both of them slaves, have the son produce a child from the mother. You that are doctors, you that are scientists, know that the child is going to have all manner of deformities because the mother and the son, their blood is too close. And so this child with all of these deformities, deficiencies, psychological, emotional, spiritual, so on, you can't sell that slave child for the going rate. So you tell the prospective buyer, buy these deficient ones, defective ones, by the dozen, by the dozen. And these children purchased by the dozen, having all manner of deformities, deficiencies, because the father went into his own mother and produced these children. So now when you talk about the child, you say, you so ugly, you so this, you so that. You talk about the deficiencies of the child. Maybe the child has one leg too long, one leg too short. Maybe the child has one eye too big, the other eye too little. Then you talk about the child's father, but then you mainly talk about the child's mother, playing the dozens. Sisters and brothers, this is science. We must study and understand our behavior. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.